Ghosts, cryptids, murder, conspiracies, beer, what, the ale.
Hello, friends.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to What the Ale. I'm Alana Ray.
And I'm Mama J.
And we just want to say happy October, friends. Welcome to our flight. It's very exciting to be here.
Yes, and I am so excited for Halloween because I love all the spooky things. My house is already decorated and getting ready for my kid who's having a Halloween party a little earlier in the month because we've got things going on at the end of the month. So yeah, I'm already set up for spooky season and really excited for it.
Oh yeah, me too. I haven't decorated yet, but like my friends and I sat down and made a schedule for the month of everything we're doing, and I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just excited to be here. But before we get into our flight this month, what are you drinking, and do you have any what the ale moments, Mama?
I am drinking a Consecration from Russian River Brewing Company. And Alana, if you could see, it's got like a big knife on it.
That's funny.
Yeah, so it's a it's like aged in Cabernet barrels with black currant. And you know, I love me some black currant. I love black currant tea. I love black currant in my Prosecco. Like, I love all things black currant, so it's very good.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
Any
Yeah,
what
are
the
you
old
drinking?
moments?
Oh. yeah, probably. Let me think. My what the old moment is my kid texted me this morning saying that the cops came knocking on their dorm door at 4 a.m. and
Wow.
they were not sure what was going on, but apparently their roommate, and we know that the roommate has some issues with his mother, but apparently his mother called the cops saying that he is drunk in his dorm and that's why he's not texting her back. But again, it was 4 a.m. Not sure why she was expecting him to text her back. But
Wow.
yeah, my what the deal is, like, I'm shocked that the cops would come out for that. I'm shocked that the mom would call the cops because her son is not texting her. So yeah, that's my what the ale. I'm like surprised all the way around.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, I feel like when I was, so the thing is like when I was an RA, I can vouch that anytime we received a call that was like someone's smoking in my room or whatever, we would have to go no matter what. And normally, like if it was like smoking weed or drinking, like we had to bring the campus police with us. But yeah,
Yeah.
that's kind of insane to think it's 4 a.m. and my kid's not texting me back. Like, what?
And then making the assumption that the kid's drunk and then calling the police over that. If I assumed my kid was drunk, I'd be like, we need to have a conversation once you sober up. I wouldn't call the police.
Totally. I'd be like, please be safe, drink some water, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
wow. Okay.
Yeah, so
Well,
that's crazy.
That's a crazy time. But I'm glad, I guess, everyone was being safe and just sleeping.
Yeah.
Question
mark. It's crazy.
Wow. Okay. What a wild time.
Yeah. So
wow.
What about you? You drinking anything? Any what the ale?
Yeah, so I did a departure from beer, because I went to my liquor store today and they have the special limited edition 19 Crimes, like Universal Monsters wine there. So I am
Oh.
having the Bride of Frankenstein wine. And she is delicious, and the bottle glows in the dark. So I'm having a great time.
That's super fun.
And I will eventually buy the Frankenstein bottle too. I just feel like I felt like I needed to do Bride of Frankenstein today. So
yeah, very cool.
Yeah. But anyway, are you ready to get into our topic this month? Oh, wait,
No,
I didn't even do a what the L moment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, friends. I'm going to be real. My brain is crazy right now. What's a good what the L moment? I had a lovely arts and craft night with my friend yesterday, and we painted and watched Corpse Bride and Coraline, and I had a really great time. So I think that's my
Yeah, and
what
you looked so happy in your picture. It just made me smile when
the
I saw your post because you looked so happy and beautiful.
album. I, yeah, the short story of
And
that
your
is I did
painting
not.
was lovely.
And my what is lovely?
Your painting was lovely.
Oh yeah, I was really Bob Rossin over there. I was having a great time. But yeah, so I think that's my what the deal moment is like we had so much fun and then we both were talking like we need to do that like once a month, just like have an art night. So I think we're gonna
Yeah.
like start doing that, which I'm excited about. So yeah. But anyway, are you ready to get into the topic this week?
I'm so excited for the topic.
Oh, okay. I'm also so excited. I had so much fun researching. Because friends, this month we decided to do something a bit on the lighthearted side, sort of question mark, not really as much. But did you know that there's something haunted happening at the happiest place on earth?
Tell us about
All righty. So for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm talking about Disneyland. So Disneyland Park is the original Disney park. It opened on July 17th of 1955 in Anaheim, California, and since then over 600 million people have visited. We probably take up a lot of those visits. I wouldn't say 600 million, but do you have a favorite attraction or memory from Disneyland?
Gosh, I don't know if I have a favorite memory because I just feel like we've always had such a good time there. The attraction that I'm really excited for is Tiana's little ride that's the open, and the next time we go there, we'll be able to go on it. So I'm
Yeah.
excited that, a black princess has her ride, and it's well deserved because that's one of my favorite of all the princesses. And so, yeah, now we just need to get one for Mulan.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about Tiana's Bayou Adventure later because some stuff has been happening and during this construction.
Ooh, okay.
So, yeah, but I'm also very excited. I love Princess Tiana and think her ride is going to be a lot of fun because she's the funnest of the princesses. Like in the parade, she's the only one that like actually dances, you know? Like
Yeah.
she just has so much fun, I think, and I think it would be really fun to be Tiana if I were to work at
Yeah.
Disneyland. So,
But I
yeah.
do remember, when you and your siblings were small, we would always take you on the Pirates of the Caribbean, anytime that you all were cranky and needed a nap, we'd take you on there because you would just fall asleep the second the ride started moving and you could have your little power nap and you'd be good for the rest of the day. Because when we do Disney, we do open to close and we go hard. So, yeah,
Yeah.
you all need power naps every now and then.
Yeah, and Pirates is the ultimate power nap vibe because you're
Yeah.
just in a dark boat for
Yeah.
20 minutes. Like
Yeah. No, it's great. It's perfect for power nap.
Yeah. While I was doing these notes, we talked a lot about like the Tomorrowland area of the park, and I was thinking about how we used to sneak a cake in for your birthday when we
Oh,
would
yeah.
go. And we would always eat it outside of the Pizza Planet in Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
So for some reason for me, like that was like an instant like memory of like smuggling a cake into
Well,
Disneyland.
and y'all, we need to make it clear. It was, because I like my childhood cake, which was a spice cake, the box spice cake with some cream cheese frosting. So I would bake the cake. So it was a full cake in a glass pan. And we would put it at the bottom of the stroller and then cover it with coats. And, because we had the diaper bag and everything, they never checked. And so, because back then you were not allowed to bring anything like that. And yeah, we would sit outside of Pizza Planet and like sing and do all the things and have the cake. And people would look at us like we were crazy. And how do we get this cake in there? But it was so good and it was such a fun memory.
Yeah, and I will say now you are allowed to bring food in. So things have
Yeah.
changed a little bit. But back in the
Yeah.
day, like
But
in the
back
early
then they would
2000s,
make you throw it out. Yeah.
oh yeah, they would have made us throw out the whole cake and we were like, "No, no, ma'am." No, ma'am, no, ma'am. So,
Yeah, I missed
and
his annual
honestly,
birthday, so that was fun.
that was fun. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, I really want to go to, I think this year, or like not this year as in 2024, but in 2025, I want to go for the Oogie Boogie Bash.
Yeah.
I think is
Yeah,
my.
the kids and I were talking about going this year, and we were looking at dates, but because my one kid's in a show and my other kid's like midterms and all that, like it just was not going to work out where we could find a couple days to go. So we're going to try to go next year.
Yeah, I think next year would be the ideal situation because I want to
Yeah.
go too. But anyway, I guess, getting into the topic, like I said, Disneyland is very haunted, so we're going to talk about some of the haunts that frequent Disneyland Park. We do have one that I will say is in California Adventure, but it was worth talking about. So,
Okay.
I wanted to start with the man who started it all. So, Walt Disney's energy is all over the park.
Yeah.
People see him in areas he used to frequent, like over by the castle, over by the fire house, because that was where his original apartment was. And we're going to talk about the firehouse a bit more. But people also report that they will smell smoke in the backstage areas, and especially in places where he would sneak away for a cigarette. For those of you who don't know, like, you can't smoke at Disneyland, first of all. And second of all,
Yeah.
Walt Disney was a smoker, but never wanted people to see him smoking. So he would, like, in public, never smoke.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of a thing. He would, like, hide in, like, the backstage tunnels and stuff and have a cigarette. And they also will smell it in places he was known to unwind. I'm assuming also in backstage areas, but I'm not really sure. But there was a paranormal investigator who was doing like some EMF readings and stuff late at night, and she saw a man in the castle area who smiled, waved at her, and disappeared. And she swears that this man was Walt Disney,
Okay.
which I think is super cute that he's just hanging out at his castle, like, hey, y'all. Love it. But there was also a woman named Anne Bees who saw him near the theater where the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln is shown, and she saw him smoking a cigarette. So maybe like that was a residual haunting. He was just like out there hanging out. But yeah, so she saw him there. And then the last place actually Anne Bees saw him was in the apartment above the firehouse. So
Oh.
again, people see him around, they feel his energy around. We'll touch on some places where he's seen later as well, but I wanted to like just do a little like mini Walt Disney's around, y'all.
Okay. Well, and I guess I can go ahead and take over by talking about that Main Street fire station. So when you walk into the park and you emerge from under the train tracks, the firehouse will be off to your left. And it's right next door to the little, where is it that you get your buttons if it's your first visit or your birthday or whatever?
City Hall.
City Hall. It's right next to the little City Hall. And it's cool because it's got all the different like patches and things from the different fire stations all over. And so I think that's very cool. But apparently, when Walt Disney was still alive, he had an apartment in the building, so it was like above the fire station, and it was kind of his home base while he was at the park, and when the park was being built, and he would often stay there even after Disneyland opened.
Oh, wow.
So he hosted celebrities and VIP guests there, and whenever he was there, he would light a lamp in the window of the firehouse to let people know he was there. That's kind of cool. So like, if you were in the park, you could be like, oh, Walt's here today, which, he was like celebrity status. So I'm
Oh,
sure people would
totally.
be excited to know he was in the park.
Totally.
Yeah. But apparently, though, after his death in 1966, he never left
Oh.
because the legend says that soon after his death, a woman from the maintenance crew was cleaning the apartment and noticed the lamp was lit. So she turned it off and on her, went on her way out. But when she got outside, she noticed the lamp was back on. So she went back inside to turn it off, and this time it turned on right in front of her.
Oh, wow. So Walt was like, no, ma'am, I
He
am
was, yeah,
here.
he was like, I'm still here. I'm getting some shit done. Like, don't turn my light off. So no one has touched the lamp since. Nobody ever turns the lamp off, but it has served as a symbol of Walt's presence in the park. If the lamp is on, that means he's there, and he turns it off when he leaves. And cast members also report hearing footsteps and knocking coming from the firehouse apartment, and that happens especially at night.
Wow. Well, isn't that, I feel like I've heard this story before, and I think like the first time I noticed that the lamp was on after I heard the story, I was very excited. So,
Yeah.
I think it's super cool. I love the idea that Walt is like out and about and around, like I mean it was his baby. So, I think that's super cool. But apparently there's also, on Main Street and around the park, there are lots of haunted stores, which I had never heard of.
Yeah.
So apparently, starting out at the Stars Trader, which is the exit of Star Tours, so it's like in
Yeah.
Tomorrowland, the future world, space times.
Because Disney is very smart and they always dump you off of a ride into the store that's that theme. And that is
Yes.
brilliant for them because if you like the ride, you're like, oh, I want to buy swag from this, movie or whatever.
Oh yeah, they know how to get you.
Yeah,
They
they
really
do.
do. But apparently the storeroom of that like store has a lot of cold spots and a super creepy vibe. Like people feel like they're being watched in there. And then people like cast members have reported that merchandise will be a re like rearranged on shelves after the shop is locked up and like when there's no one in the store. Which is like, I wonder if it's like a former cast member being like, I don't like these Star Wars things. Let's put them over there, or something. Like, I wonder what the vibe is, but
Yeah.
I do think that's funny. And then there's also Hatmosphere, which is a hat shop between American Sings and Autopia. Apparently is also haunted. So they have a sewing machine that never like gets hot. Like it's like I feel like other sewing machines, I guess, in the park get overheated or really warm. And this machine has never gotten overheated or hot, which is like, I don't know if that's a haunted thing, but it's interesting.
Yeah, my machine always gets hot when I use it.
Right. And that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, no, it makes sense. I mean, lots of machines like get warm. But something I guess a cast member has reported is that once they were like embroidering on a hat and like it stitched like a really weird face into the stitching. So like something that was not like programmed into the machine or whatever. So apparently the machine's got a bit of a mind of its own,
Okay.
which I wonder what the face was. Like it didn't say what the face was. It just said, oh yeah, there was a face one time. And apparently I think this is fun, but there's a haunted ice cream cart in the park.
Oh, really?
It did not specify which cart, but apparently around one of the ice cream carts, people will hear a disembodied woman's voice when there is no woman around talking or like no source of where that voice is coming from.
Wow, okay.
But it happens often enough that they know it's that ice cream cart.
Does it say anything about what she says or anything like that? No.
No, there was nothing really mentioned. Again, like
Okay.
I feel like a lot of the stories are like so small, like with
Yeah.
the haunted stories. But bringing it back to Main Street, there is often a woman in white seen walking around Main Street.
But of course.
Of course, classic. So she is often seen around the stores on Main Street, and she's dressed in clothes from the turn of the 20th century. A lot of people believe she died on the property in the early 1900s, so before Disney was even an idea, and that she just never moved on, and so she kind of residually like haunts there. But what I think is interesting is like, could you imagine being a ghost and then suddenly you come out of your like ghosty like stratosphere one day and you're like, there are people everywhere. This was not here. Like, like I just wonder how like disorienting that would be for a ghost.
Yeah, but you know what? It'd be fun too. You'd get to see how times are changing. You get to like ride the rides.
Oh,
Yeah.
100%. If I
If
was a
I was a
ghost,
ghost, I'd want to be a ghost in Disneyland. That'd be fun.
yeah. Exactly. I'd want to be a ghost in Disneyland, and I would specifically like to either be around the Haunted Mansion or the Matterhorn. Thank you and good night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, just very interesting. But
Yeah.
what do you have for us?
Well, and this is a story I didn't know, but it's very sad. So apparently in 1966, there was a 19-year-old boy named Thomas Cleveland that snuck over a perimeter wall onto the monorail track.
Oh, wow.
And a security guard like saw him do that and warned him to get down, but he ignored the warning and he ended up getting struck by the monorail. And it said that he was dragged like 30 to 40 feet before the train was able to stop.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've never heard this. It's very sad. And then so people often see a young man who they believe is Thomas running along the monorail tracks mostly at night. And it usually happens towards the back of the park where Thomas actually died. And people say that they'll notice him and see him there, and then the next moment he'll just like disappear.
Wow. Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I had heard that story. I always just kind of assumed it was an urban legend.
Yeah.
But yeah, just super sad that, he. I mean, I get wanting to sneak into Disneyland, but super sad that that happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I also have another sad one. I hope we get more like just ghosty vibes, but I think a lot of ghosts come from sad stories. So, apparently, Tom Sawyer Island has been an area where a lot of people have drowned. So in 1973, there was a story of an older brother and his sibling who drowned trying to swim back to the mainland. The story goes that they like snuck on, somehow were able to hide on Tom Sawyer Island and wanted to like hang out at Disneyland after hours. And unfortunately, they were not able to get across the water. And then in the 80s, similarly, there were two teenage boys who were intoxicated and they stole an emergency boat and drowned because they obviously drove it and like flipped over and did not make it out of the water.
Oh my gosh.
So people actually report that there are ghostly figures and eerie voices on the island, that could be the boys. And yeah, I just think that's really sad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I
But
didn't know those stories either, but yeah, if those are true, that's very sad. I feel like we never go over to Tom Sawyer's Island. When I was a kid, my dad, when he needed a break, he would take us over there. So that we could just like run. And when you would go to the island back in the day, I don't know if it's still like this because we never go, but it would be massive amounts of kids just playing hide and seek and tag and stuff. And so the parents would just like sit and get rest and the kids would just run around like crazy. But I
Yeah.
feel I don't, I know I've taken you. I don't think we've taken the two younger ones, who again
No.
are 18 and 15, but
Yeah, I mean, the last time I remember going was actually when my grandpa took me and he wanted to go over there. Like, he was like, we have to go to Tom Sawyer Island. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't remember ever going here.
yeah.
But yeah, we went and I was like a teenager, but yeah, it was. I mean, it's just like a free for all. Kids are running everywhere. And
Yeah.
like, I mean, it's great if you want your kids to tucker down so they could go take a nap.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
but
I
yeah.
feel like we're always so busy getting on all the rides, so we never go over there. But yeah, as a kid, my dad would take us over there when he needed a break from us. And it was like he would sit somewhere and he would just like be like run for an hour and like he wouldn't see us again for however long. And then we'd come back when it was time, but it was like such a like parents would just hang out and the kids would just run crazy. It was so funny.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that Disneyland has a place like that, though, because,
Yeah.
but yeah,
But I
anyway.
feel like nowadays parents would be so paranoid that they probably like follow their kids around everywhere and watch them. But back then it
Yeah.
was not like that at all.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, so I'm gonna take us to America Sings. And this is the big rotating building in Tomorrowland. It was originally called the Carousel of Progress, and it would showcase products for the future. And in closed in 1974, and that's when it, reopened as America Sings. It shows the musical history of the first 200 years of the US. And eventually, it changed again in 1998, which was a great year. That's the year you were born.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
To the Interventions building. And I guess, another really sad story I've never heard about, but I guess 2 weeks after that reopened, there was an 18-year-old cast member named Deborah Stone, and she was killed. She was like crushed between the wall, because the it spins, so the wall of the moving audience section and the building and stage.
Oh my
So
goodness.
yeah, so cast members have reported hearing a voice telling them to be careful when they're in that building. And then it is also said to be haunted by a teenage boy who died in the speed tunnel of the People Mover.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and he was trying to jump from one car to another, but ended up falling. And so it's said that he was dragged along the track until it came to a stop. And so, yeah, I guess people see him or hear him in the tunnel also.
Wow. Okay. See, I mean, I guess it makes sense that like people die at Disney and like things happen, but again, you just never hear about it. Like it's very swept
Yeah.
under the rug. So yeah, I guess getting into another really sad story, but this one centers around one of my favorite rides, which is the Matterhorn.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, the Matterhorn is the big mountain and it has two tracks running through it. So one's on the Tomorrowland side, one's on the Fantasyland side, and you basically go up the mountain and back down and you see the abominable snowman.
Yeah.
Apparently in 1984, a young woman named Dolly Young was riding the Matterhorn on the Tomorrowland side. And back then the bobsleds were kind of like, there was like a front seat and a back seat. And she had a child with her in the front seat. They didn't say if it was her kid. I don't think it was. Like, I think it was just like the two of them in there.
Okay.
But apparently, for some reason, in the middle of the ride, she unbuckled herself to help the kid with something. And when she stood up, there was a dip where the track crosses over, like the other track will cross over the track she's on, and she hit her head and fell on the track.
Oh my gosh.
And then, because no one obviously knew that this happened, the next bobsled came along and ran over her body.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
And something super graphic and gross is apparently they had to like dislo like to get her off of the track, they had to dismantle the whole track in order to get her remains out of the ride.
Oh.
So people do say she is haunting the ride to this day. This story comes from a cast member, but I guess at the end of the day, what happens is the cast members will walk along each side of the track up the mountain just to make sure there's no one in there, everything's working fine, that type of thing. And they feel really uneasy and like they're being watched. A lot of cast members do say they just kind of go, "Hi, Dolly," while they're walking up the mountain so that she knows that they're coming.
Okay.
And they said that like the kind of dark feelings and energy is worse in the big cavern that's like in the middle of the ride, kind of where all the crystals are, and then at Dolly's dip, which is where she passed away. And
Wow.
they said that, because like all the rides have work lights that come on when there's no one on the ride. And so they were saying that like when the work lights are on, the only spot where the work lights never work is where she died as well.
Oh, wow.
So that is something interesting that, yeah, but again, super sad.
There are so many sad stories at Disneyland. I didn't know a lot of these stories until we did the research, but yeah, there's so many sad stories there,
Yeah.
which I guess makes sense. I mean, at any place where there's that many people and that many moving parts, it makes sense that there would be accidents, but it's so sad.
Yeah, super sad.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna talk about It's a Small World, which
Amazing.
Yeah, which, I love It's a Small World just from the messaging, and I think it's cute, all the little characters. I know a lot of people find it annoying, but I also found it really fun to write that It's a Small World in Japan, and they were all singing in Japanese, and it was so super cute.
Yeah, I think It's a Small World is fun. I think I wish it was maybe like 2 minutes shorter
Yeah.
because
But
that song gets stuck in your
it's a
head
good
all
ride.
day.
It's a good ride if you need to take a seat and rest your feet a little bit, but yeah, I have memories of riding with my cousin, and he would just like make faces throughout the whole ride.
Yeah.
But anyways, there is a story that cast members who worked on the ride, and maybe just loved it so much that they never left. And so lights will often like turn off and on, and the dolls will dance and sing after hours when the electricity has been shut off. So that should not be happening if the electricity is shut off. And there was also a photo taken in 1999 that showed a person hanging from the ceiling of the ride, and some believe it to be a child. So yeah, I don't know what that's about, but yeah, it sounds a little spooky to have somebody hanging up there in the ceiling.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that photo. I don't remember like where it was, but like someone like I've seen it like posted on like Reddit or something, but it does look like there's like something hanging from the ceiling. Some people have said like a cast member took their own life. Some people say that it's just a ghost. Some people say that it was a prank, like no one actually knows. But yeah, it
Yeah.
is something that I mean, I've definitely like seen and heard of. But super freaky.
Yeah.
But I get, you know what? If I worked at Disneyland and I loved it, I'd want to have the ride going all night too, you know? I
Yeah.
want to party. So I
Yeah.
get it. So I'm going to move us over to the Tower of Terror. Now, I know it's not technically in Disneyland Park, but the one in California, at California Adventure, before becoming Guardians of the Galaxy, was based off of the Twilight Zone. And in the original ride, they featured a ventriloquist dummy named Caesar. He was just kind of one of the props in there. And actually, it was kind of cool because he was featured in an episode of the Twilight Zone. But his energy was not good. He was known for malevolent behavior. Like he would mess with electricity. He would like move things. He would not let like he would like stop the elevator while it was moving, like all sorts of things. And so cast members reported that if they didn't go like good morning Caesar and good night Caesar every day, strange things would happen in the ride.
Huh.
So I don't like it. I'm not
Well,
a
and
fan of a creepy doll.
well, I was gonna say, and your baby sister, her biggest scary thing is a ventriloquist dummy. So yeah, she definitely would not like to see Caesar.
Yeah, it's a good thing that, maybe he's no longer in the ride, but I hope they wherever he is, he's being treated respectfully.
Yeah. Yeah, I do wonder what they do with, like, when they change a ride over, I do wonder what they do with those old props and everything, because it seems like you definitely want to keep them, but I don't know if they just end up in storage or like a museum somewhere. But yeah, I've never heard that story either.
Yeah, super weird.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I love the Twilight Zone one, and obviously the some of the other parts still have it as the Twilight Zone, but I really the Guardians of the Galaxy one is funny. Like,
No, it's a
so I
lot of
kind of think
fun.
it's fun
I
to have.
just,
Yeah.
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 Like, I remember when it happened, I was so mad about it. And then I actually wrote it and was like, okay, it's fun. I get it. But
Yeah.
I do still like the Twilight Zone vibes.
Yeah. Well, and you can do the Twilight Zone in Florida still and in Japan. I'm not sure
Very cool.
about Paris or Shanghai, but yeah, it's still Twilight Zone other places. So,
Well, that's good to know.
awesome
I'll
ride.
keep that in mind.
I'm gonna talk about Space Mountain, and this is a ride
Woo-woo.
that got me in trouble once because when I was a kid, my sister was very afraid to go on Space Mountain, and we were with my dad, and so we were trying to like reassure her and get her to try the ride and all the things. And at some point, I jokingly said, if we die together. And I thought it was very funny. But my sister started crying, and my dad was so mad at me because he's like, we're trying to get her to like be brave, and then you said that, and I was like, but it was funny. But yeah, nobody thought it was funny except for me.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. Well, and you know my dad, so she was gonna have no choice but to go on the ride. So, you know, she did make it on the ride. She ended up loving the ride. We went on it again, so it was
Yeah.
fine. Yeah, because my dad was not the kind of person that was gonna leave you behind, but he was also not gonna let you stop him from having a good time. So,
No. Yeah.
all right. So apparently, though, on Space Mountain, there are two ghosts that are seen. One is that guests and cast members alike both say that they see Disco Debbie.
She sounds like a party.
I was gonna say, and with a name like Disco Debbie, you know, I'm just picturing like, you know, some dancing Soul Train on roller skates, you know, like I could picture a good time.
Yeah.
But anyway, she is a cast member who died of an aneurysm behind Space Mountain,
Oh,
and
wow.
she appears as a green ghost inside of the ride.
Hmm.
I have never seen her,
No.
but that's what people describe.
Huh.
And then
Interesting.
people also see a man with reddish hair and kind of red face, you know, a little pink cheeks or something. But he is often sat next to single riders, and by the time the ride ends, he disappears. So, yeah, I mean, well, can you imagine that? Like, just thinking you're sitting next to another person who's in the park, and then all of a sudden that person disappeared.
Weird.
So, yeah, so people call him Mr. One Way, which I think is kind of funny. And they believe that he is the ghost of a man who died on the ride in the 70s. And he is also seen in the locker rooms of some of the building, or well, of the building.
Oh wow. Huh.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. Like not fun, but like I love that he's just like, I'm gonna ride Space Mountain. Bye guys. I wonder
Yeah.
if he's caught on the photos at all.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he'd be in that part because that's like towards the end of the ride. So I don't know what at what point he disappears, but yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, bringing it up or back to Splash Mountain, another
Okay.
mountain here.
Yeah.
Apparently, ever since the attraction closed to become Tiana's Bayou Adventure, there have been some interesting happenings.
Okay.
Workers have reported random fires, missing tools, things being moved around, and other things that are just kind of malfunctioning or not working. And people think that maybe the spirits in the park are upset with the change, but like, dare I say racism? Like, I
Wow.
don't know. Like, it seems weird that like they're upset that it's becoming like, or it's changing after, you know, it's being changed because of the racist history of the film it was originally based on. So
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's kind of interesting, but people said that there were like really no hauntings of Splash Mountain before it was switching to Tiana's Bayou,
Really?
which I think is very strange.
Okay. Well, racist ghosts need to shut up and step back because I'm excited for Tiana's Bayou, and I think it's going to be great. And I think we need more representation in the park, so I'm excited for it.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun. The music, you know, the waiting music in line is going to be like the best waiting music
I know
ever.
everybody's going to be dancing around. Yeah, it's going to be so good. We're going to be dancing around in line eating some beignets.
Oh yeah, get some mint juleps.
Yeah. No, that's gonna be awesome. I can't wait. So the next time we go, that's gonna be the first ride I want
Yeah, same.
to ride. Okay, so now I'm gonna talk about Pirates of the Caribbean, and there are like a little bit more information on these. So there is a boy ghost that's often seen on the video monitors. So like you said before, I wonder if anything's ever caught on camera. He is seen in the control towers. Like on the surveillance cameras, and he seems happy and like he's having a good time, he's enjoying himself. But when the boat comes back to the station, you know, it's empty, so you could see him on the cameras, but then the boat's, you know, he's not on the boat when it comes back around.
That's so fun. Again, like if I was a ghost, I'd want to just like ride a ride all day.
Yeah. Now, some associate the boy with George the ghost.
Huh.
He was an Imagineer who worked on the ride but died during construction. Some people say that he was crushed by a beam, and then other stories say that he fell. But cast members see ghostly figures on security cameras and hear unexplained footsteps. They also receive calls from an empty control room. And cast members greet him in the morning and at night to keep his presence at bay.
Interesting.
And then, of course, like as you said, Walt Disney tends to wander. So people have also said that they've seen Walt Disney's ghost and others in the gallery above the ride. It was designed to be Walt's personal apartment since the one above the firehouse was so small. And
Interesting.
then the other interesting fact was that when the ride was first open, they were using genuine human skeletons on the ride. And
Bad news bears.
I know, well, and it's funny because I feel like we've heard this in other stories where people say that like the actual skeletons are cheaper than the fake ones or whatever. And so that's interesting. But these skeletons were provided by the UCLA Medical Center. And I guess they were supposedly replaced and returned. But a lot of folks believe that there are maybe still some real bones scattered about, and especially in the captain's quarters, because there's some energy in there.
Interesting. I mean, it wouldn't shock me. I mean, how? Yeah, I mean, I get maybe using real skeletons for like authenticity, but it seems very strange to
Yeah.
me,
But
especially
that was
somewhere
the
like
thing, even
Disneyland.
in the Poltergeist movie, the scene at the end when she's in the pool, those turned out to be real skeletons. And that's what they said. It was cheaper to use real ones than to get, the plastic or whatever else they'd be made out of. I don't know. But that's crazy to use real ones.
Yeah. So wild. I would not like
Yeah.
that at all. Okay. Well, I believe this is our last story, but I felt like it was appropriate to end with the Haunted Mansion. Friends, it's no secret there are 999 haunts at the mansion. They're all lovely. They're delighted to see us. But there are quite a few that, we don't actually meet on the ride, or we might not see on the ride. So,
Well, and there's 999 plus room for one more.
this,
Ooh.
ooh. Very true. But apparently, when the mansion was built in the 1960s, there was a sound designer who, like, was hearing music coming from behind a wall in the mansion, and he just kind of assumed it was a radio, like, maybe another work crew had music playing like while they were working, but he never heard any commercial breaks. And like this was at a time when like, obviously iPods and stuff didn't exist. So, you had commercials and you had, people turned it on and off. But he never heard any breaks. It never stopped. And for days he just heard it over and over and over again. So he eventually, to like avoid getting in trouble with Walt, put a speaker there. So people
Oh, wow.
just like, thought that there was actually music playing there. To kind of mask the fact that there was just spooky music happening. And so that's one piece. There's also a rumor that the spell book and the seance circle was like a real grimoire that Madame Leota is reciting from, and that the actual spell that she is reciting is a real spell.
Oh, really?
So people find that weird. I guess sometimes there's some weird energy, and cast members will arrive in the morning and find the book in a different spot than the previous night. So they'll like
Oh,
do like the
really?
initial run through of the ride, and the book will be moved. And they're like, "Who moved the
Yeah. Wow,
So,
that's crazy.
interesting because I mean, I think spell like if it is a real spell, that's cool. But like, why? Like, I feel like that's risky to have a real spell being recited during the ride,
Yeah.
to me.
Well,
Still
hopefully it's a
very.
spell that we all live long and healthy lives.
Yes, I hope so too. So this one is kind of sad, but there's a story of a young woman who wanted to scatter her son's ashes in the ride. I guess when he died, he said he wanted to be a haunted mansion ghost, and like mom wanted
Oh.
to like fulfill those wishes. And so, and this is actually a really common thing at Disney. I wanted to point out is like people try to scatter ashes at the park all the time. So cast members get special training on how to handle those situations. And
Yeah.
so a cast member did see her and said, hey, we can't, scatter ashes here. It's just not okay. And apparently, she snuck back on the ride and did do it later. And since then, a lot of people have seen the ghost of a small boy crying at the exit. So, like during the like hurry back part, they see a little boy that's crying, and a lot of people think that
My
that's the ghost of the
gosh.
boy. So it's like very sad that he doesn't want to be there. Like, if that was his
Oh,
dream.
and he's probably like, as people are going by, he's probably like, take me with you. Why are you ignoring me?
Yeah.
Oh, poor baby.
I just want to give him a hug if I ever see
I
the little boy.
know.
And then I do want to say, so what people might not know about the Haunted Mansion is that Walt and the Imagineers did a lot of really crazy technological things to make it appear like the building was haunted in general. And so something that they did was they would create like false apparitions and things. And one of those like really had people thinking the mansion was haunted for years. So cast members have reported always being able to see this like yellow light moving across the mansion windows with like no origin. But
Really?
apparently there's an Imagineer somehow back in the day that made this like intentional illusion, but like the secrets of all these illusions are unknown. So that's one of them. So we don't, whether it's an orb or whether it's, an Imagineer prank, we don't know, but that is something a lot of people mentioned when I was reading too.
That's an awesome prank, though.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious to be like, we're gonna make people think it's actually haunted. I do want to say, like, for the Haunted Mansion, I did cut it short, because there's a whole website dedicated to the history, ghosts, all the things. So if people want to go check that out, go to doombuggy.com, and you will see all sorts of fun things about the Haunted Mansion.
Really? That's awesome. I'll
Yeah.
have to look at that. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. But yeah, that is all I got for you.
Okay. Well, and I do love Disneyland. I think it's gotten too expensive and it drives me crazy how expensive it is. But every time I go there, I just feel so happy to be there. And it's like people are always nice and on good behavior. It feels like they're more than like other busy places and I don't know, but there is something about it that I just really love. And maybe that's because I am from down there and we used to go all the time when I was a kid. But yeah,
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to going to see Oogie Boogie next year. And yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I feel like I just love Disneyland. I think it like brings out the inner child in so many people, which is like not a thing that like people get to do a lot. And I mean, obviously, if you're a kid, it's like the coolest thing ever. So yeah, I love Disneyland. And I thought it'd be fun to talk about ghosts. I've never really had a ghost experience, but I do feel
No.
like there's some magic there, you know.
When the rides, I mean, they just keep getting cooler and cooler. Like the Rise of the Resistance ride is so awesome. And then, in Japan, they have the Rapunzel ride, and those animatronics are crazy. Like it's so realistic. So
Yeah.
I'm always excited to see how things are evolving and getting even cooler over time.
Yeah. Oh, Rise of the Resistance is so cool. It is so cool. I also, something I will say is like, it's always really exciting because I feel like a lot of the rides have been there forever. And so when they do create a new ride or something, it's like so cool to get to ride something new
Yeah.
at Disney. So
Yeah. Have you seen those like reels about coming up with the idea for Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
no.
Where there's like a guy pitching it, to the Disney execs and he's like, "Okay, picture this ride where, this guy's like drunk driving all over town, and then they're like, "Oh my gosh, we can't have a ride where somebody's like drunk driving all over town." And he's like, "No, but then like He like gets in an accident, and they're like, so, or he gets like arrested or, has to face the judge, and then he gets in the accident and they're like, we can't end a ride with somebody's death. He's like, no, we're not gonna end it with his death. Then he goes to hell and he burns in hell. And they're like, what the hell are you talking? We can't have this ride at Disneyland. It's like the funniest reel ever because that's what the ride is. It's like,
Yeah, no, you, it's the weirdest, like, it's in the middle of fantasy land and you're like
yes.
princesses and fun things, and then you go on this ride and it's like, woo.
And I love it, but it's so funny to think about how did they pitch that idea? And they were like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Drunk driving and death and burning in hell. That seems like a fun ride.
Like, of all of the Disney movies that they could have made a ride about, that's the one that they were like, yeah.
But I still love it. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I love it too. I no judgments here. I love Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, but yeah, it is a wild ride.
Well, and then all the princess rides, they're so dark because there is always like somebody trying to kill them or whatever. So, it'll be like the poison apple and the witch turning around scarily and it freaks kids out. And then it's just like suddenly like, oh, but they lived happily ever after. So it feels like, there's this big scary thing and then, but they live happily ever after. It feels very abrupt.
Yeah, that's how I feel about the Pinocchio ride. Don't like it. I think it's dark.
Yeah.
I think it's not fun.
Yeah.
But I
Yeah,
do
but
love
it's
Peter
funny. I mean,
Pan.
so much of Disney is so dark, but it always has a happy ending. So it like, you're supposed to just be okay with all the dark stories.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's kind of how fairy tales are, right? Like, a lot,
Yeah.
well, the original fairy tales did not end so happy, but I
Yeah,
feel like
some
they
of them are
try
so
to
dark. Yeah.
make them end happier. But
Yeah.
yeah. Anyway, that's my story.
All right.
Well, friends, thanks for listening to our flight. Happy October, like we said. If you like this episode or our show, you can go ahead and like, subscribe, rate 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. We have a lovely Instagram where you can just follow us and get episode updates, things like that. And that is What the Ale Pod. If you wanted to reach out and send us personal stories or just like connect with us, you can email us at whattheelpod@gmail.com. And we lastly have a Patreon site where we do bonus episodes. So if you wanted to, subscribe, you are more than welcome to. And that is just if you go to Patreon and search What the Ale Podcast, we'll pop right up. But outside of that, Mama, I want to say I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, baby.
And we appreciate you, friends. Bye.